This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/Bobby Blackwolf. More information after the midpoint break. The NCAA has pulled out of the NCAA football series. Is this the end of college football video games? Plus, we need a weather report from hell because Earthbound was just re-released. Tonight is July 21st, 2013, and the Bobby Blackwolf Show featuring your calls and chat comments is up next. So you would say even if... Okay, I'll let you go. You talk. Wow, what happened to your voice? Thank you, Skype. So video games, that's what the show is about.
This is Edwin Akeriper from Sweden.
And what's with all the Halo hate, Bob? You've been hating on Halo a lot lately.
I just don't like shooters. I'm not saying it's a bad game, I just don't like it. Billy O.K. says he can't be seen in public playing games that aren't hardcore. What would people say? And what up, G and Chad is once again talking about wrestling. That's why. It's not because they hate the fans. It's more because they have to start from scratch.
Hogwash later.
From a little room in Atlanta, Georgia, Bobby Blackwolf.
Fuzzy pickles. That's what everybody should be saying, but they're not saying it in chat. I guess they don't want their picture taken. Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Bobby Blackwolf Show, where we discuss the current news affecting the video game industry, as well as sometimes reminiscing about gaming's history. My name is Bobby Blackwolf. You are joining us live here on the Voice of Geeks Network. Welcome. Head on over to our chat room, live.vognetwork.com. I'll be trying to read intelligent comments from chat throughout the night. And you can also check in, just like Fifth Dream and Sky. They were the first ones that checked in. Sky actually checked in almost a minute after it went live. So you guys, I guess I stopped the site from F5-ing too much. But you can check in, get points and loot, and also check-ins on the podcast feed are back as of last week's episode, which to people listening live just went on the feed like an hour ago. So the passphrase was actually like in the very beginning. Not the very beginning, but like 2 minutes in. So if you need to check in last week's show, you have till about Wednesday, because that's when this episode's going to hit the podcast feed. So you can check in, find a passphrase somewhere in this episode, get points, and maybe loot, and maybe tradable stuff soon. I don't know. Over at VogNetwork.com. So a little bit later on, going to be opening up our Skype line and our toll-free number. Skype line is Bobby Blackwolf Show. That is all one word, or toll-free in North America, 1-888-36-GAME-1. Or you can contact me on my website, BobbyBlackwolf.com. Rob Roberts in chat says, OMG, yay, I'm never first. Well, you weren't you were second. But you were, it's kind of funny, because like, it went live. Fifth Dream checked in like 15 seconds later, and then Rob Roberts checked in like a half minute after that. So apparently I jumped the gun and surprised you guys as to when I turned it on. And Breakman clarifies, I'm going to try to find intelligent comments. And that's, if you ever listen live, like this gets edited out of the podcast. There's actually like long bouts of dead air, which is why when anybody else has dead air, people think they're listening to me. And it's because I'm trying to find those intelligent comments, and sometimes they're just not there. And it's usually because Breakman is filling the screen. Rob Roberts is upset that I said that, but it's because he stood me up this week, and I'm still bitter over that, and I'm sure we'll talk about that at the end. Masked Bishop says, I never get points no matter how many times I check in. Are you logged into the site? Because you kind of have to be logged into the site to get points. To register participation for this week's episode of the Bobby Blackwolf Show on VogNetwork.com, use the passphrase Panda. Earthbound, the game that we thought was never going to get re-released, got re-released. Finally, after however many years that Nintendo has been trying to hide the Mother series away from people, because it's obviously personal. They just don't like us. Obviously, that's all it amounts to. Finally, Earthbound was launched on the Wii U Virtual Console. Not the Wii Virtual Console, not the 3DS Virtual Console, even though both of them are capable of Super Nintendo games. It launched on the Wii U Virtual Console for $2 more than every other Super Nintendo game out there. So we, collectively, as the internet, for years, bitched and moaned and complained that Nintendo was not giving Earthbound any love. They were not re-releasing Earthbound. They were not doing anything like that. And so Nintendo gives it to us, and those same people are like, why are you charging more? Why are you charging $10 for this Super Nintendo game from 1994 that I've been begging you to re-release? I'll just go download it. That's all they'll say. I'll just go download it. Oh, Nintendo, you were too late. I just downloaded it to my Ouya last month. So screw you and your $2 extra. And their, you know, Nintendo's seeming justification for it, at least outwardly, was that they took the original player's guide. Because when you bought Earthbound in the mid-90s, it actually came in a big box. It was not a normal-sized box. And inside the box had the player's guide, because they felt that, I guess, you needed that player's guide. And even the player's guide doesn't, it's not a, you know, direct game facts type of thing. It does, like, kind of expand on the story a little tiny bit. It's got other thing. I mean, it's a neat little book that also expands on the universe a little tiny bit. And, you know, will show, like, newspaper clippings of things that you're about to do in the game. And that's how it gives you the hints, is that you read the newspaper book, the newspaper article of what just happened, and that has the hints of what you need to do to make that newspaper article happen. And so, you know, it was a neat pack-in for the game. And what they did is they scanned in. They unfortunately didn't use the originals. I guess they don't have the original digital thing they had in the mid-90s. They scanned in one of these and put it online and even optimized it for the Wii U gamepad. So you could actually read it in the Wii U gamepad, and it looks optimized using the internet browser on the Wii U, and go through it that way. And they did not change a thing. Even the typo that was in the original player's guide is in this online version. They basically went through the work to basically format it digitally for the Wii U. And so a lot of people are saying, well, that's where the extra $2 is, even though you don't have to have bought the game to get to that manual. I guess that's kind of how they're supplementing it. I have a different theory as to why it's $2 extra, other than the fact, the real reason is probably they could get away with it. Like, people will buy it, and they will get away with it. It's all about the perceived value. Because currently, cartridges for Earthbound run on eBay in the $100, $150 range. So I guess they felt that if, you know, they could try to charge $9.99 for it rather than the usual $7.99, and people will pay it because it's worth $150 on eBay. My possible reason is the fact that they didn't change the game. They did change the ROM a little bit, and here's where the changes are between the Virtual Console version and the original version on the Super Nintendo, and it's mainly from the programming side of things. There are, I'm going to call them Psi powers. I don't know if they're PSI powers, but I'm going to say Psi powers. And in the original Super Nintendo version, these Psi powers would actually cause epilepsy. They actually did the same thing the Pokemon cartoon did early on, where they would be flashing and it would actually cause seizures in a small amount of people. Like, it was the right frequency to screw with people who have issues with that. In the Virtual Console version, as well as in the original re-release of Mother 1 Plus 2 in Japan, they toned down these Psi powers. And in the Virtual Console version, they are toned down. They are not as flashy. They don't trigger. I mean, all games have the chance of triggering epileptics. But this one, they've toned it down. And then apparently, according, I was looking around on various places like Starman.net and things, to see if there were any other changes, and there was one dialogue change for absolutely no reason. And it's in Bulk Jerk Park, which is early on in the game. And that's all that anybody can see. Now, so why I'm thinking that it's $2 extra is because the original reason Nintendo was very hesitant on re-releasing Earthbound in any way, shape, or form in the U.S. is because of the music. And it's because the music heavily samples a lot of other things that Nintendo didn't pay for at the time. Monty Python's Flying Circus is sampled very early on when you're actually, like, naming your characters. It's Monty Python's Flying Circus theme from the old TV show is actually sampled and, you know, kind of rearranged and stuff. But it's blatant that it's there if you know what you're looking for. You can actually hear it. And they didn't pay for that. And you're supposed to pay for that. In the 90s, nobody realized it. But now, with the internet and with everybody saying, hey, by the way, Earthbound they did this. I guess the statute of limitations are up, and they didn't have to worry about it since they were no longer selling Earthbound. But now that they're selling Earthbound again, they could get in trouble for that if they did not license that. There were also a lot of Beatles references and tributes to Beatles songs, which are still in the Virtual Console version. And, you know, like the Runaway Five, it's a blatant ripoff of the Blues Brothers and things. So there were a lot of legal challenges that they had to look at releasing the game in 2013 that maybe they didn't have to look at in the mid-90s when it originally came out. So my theory, which I have absolutely no basis to back this up, and I could be dead wrong. It could just be Nintendo saying, hey, they'll pay $10 for this. Let's put it out for $10 because they were right. I did pay $10 for it. That maybe they did actually get licenses for the samples that were used, and the extra $2 is to pay for those licenses. Because, you know, like you look at Rock Band and Guitar Hero and stuff, and, you know, most of the cost of the DLC was actually to pay the record labels and stuff that owned the original recordings that were used in Rock Band. This would be no different. They would pay for the rights to sample Monty Python's Flying Circus, and things like that. Or maybe this is to build up the legal defense fund for when the Beatles actually do sue for whatever. Agnev says, where is my scratch and sniff technology? I want to scratch and sniff cards through the gamepad. They even said that they haven't perfected it. They addressed that in the Nintendo Direct Mini, where they had Bill Trennan, from the Treehouse, being the hand model for the original Player's Guide. So Kazin says, they waited until the new console to release old crap that I would want and actually buy. This could be a system seller, guys. Earthbound could be a system seller. I can tell you that Earthbound on the Wii U, I have played more Earthbound since it came out on Thursday than I have every other Wii U game I've owned since November. I have put more time in Earthbound than in Nintendo Land, Super Mario Bros. U, Scribblenauts Unlimited, all the other virtual console games, all that combined, spent more time playing Earthbound. I don't know what that's saying about the Wii U or Nintendo or me, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mass Bishop says, Nintendo has always been smart about covering their ass, even when the Wii first launched. And VHJSNXV does link to EarthboundCentral.com. There's a whole article on potential legal issues written in 2009, basically when we thought, you know, hey, maybe we could get this on the Wii virtual console. They wrote an article about the music similarities and all the things the translation team changed for the original release. It's actually a very, very, very good. That's the article I was kind of referencing. I'll put it in the show notes because I'm not going to read it here, because we actually talked about it in 2009 when it came out. Like, I actually did a podcast episode about all the similarities, and I even think I played some of the stuff. So I'm thinking that could be why it's an extra $2, is just because they've spent all this time trying to cover their ass and make it so they could release the game as true to its original form, because as far as I can tell, it is the same game other than, I guess, and I'm being corrected, it is the PSI powers. I'm not going to say Psy because Psy is Gangnam Style. But the PSI powers, they were toned down for medical reasons, which is fine with me. I have no problem with that. And then there was that one line they changed in Bulger, Bulger Park, which is in Tucson, or Tucson, I guess. Tucson, so I guess it is trying to be Tucson. Raginator says, Blackwell apparently has a new SNES that's just been renamed a Wii U, I guess. So that's what I've been playing all week. Earthbound, I was so happy. I even put up a Vine where I replaced my Super Metroid with Earthbound, because obviously Earthbound is a better game. Rob thinks we were hacked on the Twitter feed because of this, but it was really just the truth that Earthbound is a better game than Super Metroid, in my opinion. And my opinion's right. So the news story I want to talk about this week, because this is also a game series that I really like, even though I haven't bought this year's version yet, and I probably should, because it's going to be the last version under this name. And it's about NCAA football. And this isn't about sports as much as it is about, kind of the licensing and what's going on with video games in the background. So if you don't like sports games, this is still something that might be a little bit interesting to you, because I'm not going to sit here and talk about football and X's and O's and all that stuff. But USA Today reported that the NCAA announced on Wednesday it is not renewing its licensing contract with Electronic Arts for the college football video game, citing legal and business concerns. The NCAA, EA, and the nation's leading collegiate trademark licensing and marketing firm, Collegiate Licensing Co., which is CLC, are co-defendants in at least two federal lawsuits concerning the use of collegiate athletes' names and likenesses. EA is the defendant in another similar case. Kind of what's going on is that the NCAA has a mandate that student athletes cannot profit off of their time in the NCAA. Okay, while they are amateur athletes, they cannot make any money based on, or they cannot make money, get anything based on the fact that they are athletes. And they're very strict about that. And, you know, there have been cases where, you know, in schools have been slapped down. You know, SMU in the 80s was a big football school, and they got what's called the death penalty in the NCAA because they were paying players. And they still have not recovered. And that was like in the 80s is when that happened. So there's, you play the NCAA games, and they don't have the players' names in there. But the quarterback just happens to have the same number and just happens to have the same kind of stats you would expect. It just doesn't have the name in there. And then they allow people to go in and put in the names. And you can actually go through the rosters and say, oh, that's so-and-so, and put their name in. And there's actually people that do this every year where they will go through and name every single team and put all the correct names on there. And some people even charge for this, which you should never pay for those kind of rosters because you can get them for free. But there are people that will charge for these rosters and basically make money off of putting student-athletes' names into the game, and the student-athlete is not allowed to get a cent out of it. And some student-athletes have sued saying, hey, we need royalties because you used our likeness in the game. In the NFL, they have to pay the NFL Players Association, which then pays royalties to the players for the NFL players that are in the game, because the NFL allows them to do that. And it's just the players that are a part of the NFLPA, just the players and coaches. There is one coach that is not a part of the NFL Players Association and the Coaches Association that is not in the Madden games, and that's Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots. He specifically does not want to be in the video game, so the Patriots coach is named N.E. Coach in Madden because Bill Belichick will not allow them to use their license. But I think he's the only one. There may be like one or two, and it's kind of like in the NBA games, Michael Jordan was never in them. His name was never in them, but there was always the Michael Jordan character that you knew was Michael Jordan, but they couldn't say it. But anyway, everybody's like that in the NCAA, where you kind of know who they are, but they can't actually say it. Warren Zola, who teaches sports law at Boston College's Carroll School of Management, said the NCAA decision indicates they are no longer able to handle a jury decision against them. They are taking precautions against a judgment causing them significant financial hardship. And he said that a decision by the NCAA to continue the licensing arrangement with EA would allow more members into the prospective class of plaintiffs able to claim damages. Now, here's the thing. The NCAA's agreement with EA only pertains to use of the NCAA's name and logo, not those of the individual schools depicted. And its statement pointed to a more serious question. Member colleges and universities license their own trademarks and other intellectual property for the video game. They will have to independently decide whether to continue those business arrangements in the future. And EA and CLC, the Collegiate Licensing Company, issue statements that they will continue to develop and market college football games featuring the teams and league customers expect. So basically, the NCAA said, you can't use our name and our logo. And to be fair, that's all the NCAA provided into the NCAA football games. So now it could just be called College Football 2015. The NCAA did not provide any of the teams, any of the bowl games, any of the ESPN stuff, any of the stadiums, nothing like that. All they provided was their name and their logo. The reason EA Sports had that was not for the football game. EA Sports had that for a game they haven't made since 2010, and that's NCAA basketball, or actually I think it was March Madness 2010 was the name of their. Because NCAA does own the terms March Madness and Final Four. So in order to depict those in the basketball game, they got the NCAA license for the basketball game, and that included getting the license for a college baseball game, the college football game, and anything else. So when they stopped making the college basketball game in 2010 because they said the market was dwindling, it didn't do too well, and it actually had some kind of neat features that I really liked that I thought maybe they should, you know, incorporate into the football game. When that ended, they didn't really need the NCAA anymore. Like, other than the fact that the game was called NCAA football, they didn't need it anymore. And if you're wondering, in the basketball game, what they did is, you know, like or in the NCAA football games, they have the ESPN-style presentation with ESPN commentators. In the basketball game, it was kind of neat. What they did is they had both the NCAA or both ESPN and CBS with different overlay graphics, different commentators, different presentation styles, and all that stuff. And basically, like, you would go through your season, and some of your games would be on ESPN, some of them would be on CBS. I thought that was kind of neat because, you know, those were kind of the two big networks that covered college basketball, and both of them were represented in the game. And there are multiple different networks that cover college games. But ESPN is the main one. But I thought that was kind of a neat touch because also you got different commentators based on what, and so the commentating didn't get as old as quickly. It took about twice as long for all the commentating to get old. But anyway, I digress. But they had the NCAA license for the basketball game. Now they don't need it anymore. So I don't think EA is really sweating this. And what this was saying is that, you know, the colleges all work through this other company, and that's where you get the teams and the mascots and all that stuff. It's through the CLC. And even, like, any piece of merchandise you buy has the little CLC logo on it. Like, any shirts, any cups, any, you know, plushies or whatever, all have that CLC logo on there. So they are the ones that are actually powering the game, not the NCAA. Now, on Friday, it was announced that more than 150 colleges, conferences, and bowl games have approved a 3-year contract extension with EA Sports that will continue production of the college football games despite the ongoing legal controversy. The move was confirmed on Friday, 2 days after the NCAA announced it would not renew its contract after next year, citing business reasons and litigation costs amid a raft of lawsuits involving the game. The NCAA's decision means the popular video game will no longer be called NCAA football, but rather college football, with each school or league continuing to decide whether to opt in or out through the CLC. Some schools did opt out for different reasons, though it's not clear how many. CLC represents nearly 200 colleges, conferences, and bowl games. According to Andrew Giannola, I don't know how to pronounce that, they told USA Today Sports, quote, more than 150 colleges, conferences, and bowl games have approved the extension thus far. For various reasons, schools and conferences typically come and go across the lifespans of any licensed product, as is the case with this game, unquote. Each school weighs the risk and rewards of renewing with EA Sports. The rewards include royalty and publicity from the game. The risk could include the ongoing legal liability, with possibly bigger questions looming over the next contract extension in 2017. For example, Stanford University Deputy Athletic Director Patrick Dunkley told USA Today Sports he would like to talk to the NCAA about the reasons for its non-renewal. He said, quote, I want to get the best understanding I can about how they see as the legal risks so we can analyze those risks and any other risks that we may think may exist. To the extent those risks exist, we want to determine if there's a way to mitigate them through the agreements. If though, maybe we proceed. If not, maybe we don't, unquote. And another one they were saying is that Kansas is another school that was kind of trying to figure out if they were or were not going to be a part of the NCAA, the college football game going forward. Bregman says, if someone announced a college basketball game, I think I would pre-order it. You're not actually going to be able to. I don't think it's going to happen because the lawsuits even cover the basketball stuff. And because basketball is a more close framed game, I guess, in the sense that you can actually kind of tell more of what the players are. Unlike in football, where everybody's, you know, wearing the same uniform and helmet and all that stuff, it's the legal questions are more are bigger in the college basketball games because it's more of the person's likeness that they're not supposed to have. That and the last college basketball game didn't sell too well. You should have bought the last one in 2010. You probably could still find it for like $6. What Up G says, future college football games will stop if they lose key schools in these upcoming games. And that's the thing, is that the nice thing about the NCAA football series so far is that all of the Division I-A schools were included. And you could have a full season, and they didn't have a lot of the BCS schools now. They didn't have the FCS schools in there, but they did at one point. Some of the last NCAA football games of the PS2 generation actually did have some of the FCS schools in there. So, not all of them. And you could play as an FCS school as long as you pulled them into the main BCS game. But they had them in there. And so that was kind of a neat touch. But that was only in like one or two of the games, and that was near the end of the console lifespan, and that didn't come into the current generation. The college football game's not going away. It's just not going to be called NCAA anymore. And it's up to each individual school as to if it's going to be in there. And obviously what's going to happen, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, is that, let's say Kansas or Stanford don't participate in the video game. So many people are going to be hating on EA Sports and not on the powers that be at Kansas or Stanford, because why isn't my favorite team in your game? Why do you suck? Why, and most gamers aren't going to understand. Kind of like, parallel to a non-sports thing, kind of like when Netflix removes a movie, everybody gets mad at Netflix for removing the movie instead of the people that said, I'm sorry, Netflix, you're not allowed to have this on your service anymore, take it off. But people are mad at Netflix about not having the movie or TV show anymore, when Netflix would love to have the movie or TV show on their service. It's the person that owns the movie or TV show that says, no, you can't have it. Same thing's going to happen here. Everybody's going to be mad at EA Sports if Stanford says, no, you can't use us. Everybody's going to be mad. Why is Stanford not in this game? Why are you guys so stupid? Don't you realize that there's a lot of Stanford fans? Breakman says, so the NCAA won't make any money, but the schools will still make profit on and the student-athletes still will not get paid. Absolutely. That is correct. What OG says, right now Kansas would be a bigger blow if they weren't in a basketball game. That's why I said Stanford instead of Kansas, even though Kansas is in the discussion. Stanford actually had a major player very recently, so it's very on the public consciousness. Stanford is more so than Kansas. Ronma says that money should go to their tuition, and that's what the NCAA and the member institutions have been saying about the whole lawsuit is, okay, yeah, you're not getting paid for it, but you're also not paying for college. You're getting a college education for free. And at some of these schools, like Stanford, that ain't cheap. But Breakman also says tuition doesn't pay for gas or food. So we're going to take a quick music break, and then we're going to take your calls about how awesome Earthbound is, because that's really the best topic as well, Earthbound. And the Steam sales, they're almost over. Did you spend any more money? Did you get any more cards? Stuff like that. So we will take a quick music break and then be back with your calls. You're participating with the Bobby Blackwell Show here on the Voice of Geeks Network at VogNetwork.com.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite podcast on the Citadel. I'm Jennifer Hale, sometimes known as Commander Shepard, sometimes known as Vasta Lashon, sometimes known as
Princess Marbox.
You're participating with the Bobby Blackwell Show.
I have that bumper and you don't. Just saying. If you want to leave a bumper, you don't have to be a commander of anything. You can just leave me a voicemail on my toll-free number or send me an MP3 with just your voice to bumpers@bobbyblackwolf.com. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. You can get that 30-day free trial, get a free audiobook, and that's yours to keep. Even if you cancel before the trial is over, you can get anything on there. They've got over a million books. You can make any of that as a free audiobook. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/Bobby Blackwolf. Rob Roberts in chat says, well, now he's just being mean. I have a bumper and I'm going to use it. And now I've got a phone line and I'm going to use it too. It's open. Bobby Blackwolf Show on Skype, 1-888-36. Game one, toll-free in North America. Like I said, we could talk about how awesome Earthbound is. Fifth Dream in chat even said, where's Earthbound 2? Which is Mother 3. It was released in Japan for the Game Boy Advance after having a failed run trying to be like one of the Nintendo 64 disk drive games. It was released in Japan. They could probably release that on the 3DS. I'd love to see them do that. Because they do have they did put Game Boy Advance games on the 3DS, but they're only available to 3DS ambassadors, people who bought the 3DS before the price cut or right at the price cut. So they have the technology to do Game Boy Advance virtual console games on the 3DS. They just haven't made that available for people to buy yet. So they could easily put Mother 3 on there. And then there's also Earthbound Zero, which was Mother 1. It was originally, there was a prototype. They had pretty much just finished it to come out in the U.S. on the NES, and then they decided not to. But you know, that's floating around on the internet. Earthbound Zero is. And then Mother 3, there's a patch to the ROM, if you find it, that actually translates the entire game, and you can play it in an emulator. But I'd love to be able to have those on, you know, my legal devices, because that's the other reason I bought Earthbound, even though I already own the Super Nintendo game. I actually own the player's guide. The reason I have it, I bought it, is because I want them to bring the other stuff. I want them to see that, yes, there is a market for this, which is why they didn't bring Mother 3 here. It's why they didn't bring Earthbound Zero here. They didn't think there was a market for it. And because, you know, yeah, we've got the Operation Rainfall guys and all that stuff, but they are a very, very, very vocal, loud minority. And, you know, if there's enough of us, they'll do it. But, you know, the thing that I worry about is I wonder if there is going to be enough of us to have them bring it over. VXXV says 64DD Earthbound didn't exist. It was going to, but it didn't happen. They started making prototypes for it, and then it didn't work out. The 64DD also flopped. But no, there were actually screens, and there were prototypes, and there were things being made for the 64DD Earthbound. It was not completed like Earthbound Zero was, but it was there. And they were actively working on it until they weren't. True brings up something because San Diego Comic-Con was this weekend. A lot of game companies were at Comic-Con this year. Is that normal? Yes. Unfortunately, Comic-Con is not about comics anymore. It's about pop culture, superhero-y stuff. So yes, it is actually quite normal now. And that's why the comic fans are kind of not liking Comic-Con as much, because the major movie studios and TV studios and game companies and all these other people have co-opted it to be their showcase. And so it's becoming less about comics and more about the fandom that includes comics. Ronma says, we have the exact opposite issue here with New York Comic Con. I guess it's too much about comics and not enough about other things in New York. What up, G says, any thoughts on PAX Australia? That was also this weekend. That must have sucked for people that would have loved to have gone to that and San Diego Comic-Con, having things at the same weekend. I kind of know how that feels, because PAX Prime is the same weekend as a convention I go to every year, and I don't like that either. But I heard that people had a good time down there. I haven't really seen much out of it. There was more news, video game news, come out of San Diego Comic-Con than out of PAX Australia. You had the Strider game announced from Capcom, and I think they even played an arrangement of the Moon theme from DuckTales, which I listened to a little bit before I went on the air tonight. But it was posted in chat like as I was going on the air, so I didn't really get a chance to really listen to it. There's more video game stuff that gets announced at San Diego Comic-Con than at PAX, which is kind of sad, because I kind of wish more companies would announce things at a consumer-focused event like PAX, a gaming consumer-focused event like PAX, rather than an event like E3 or San Diego Comic-Con. Zappy also wants Mother 3 on the virtual console. I agree. I have played a little bit of Mother 3, but not that much. So we finally do have a call here on the line. Bobby Blackwell Show, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, Bobby, Shadow Next Gen.
Shadow Next Gen, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? I've called the past couple weeks, so I was getting someone else a chance, but apparently no one wanted to.
Yeah,
so.
And that's what happens every week, is everybody's like, I'm going to let somebody else call in, and then nobody calls in for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then you get the big rush at the end.
Right. So what's up?
So this week also, big news for gamers, the Steam sale.
Yes.
The new all wants your money.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last week as well, but now it's almost over.
Yes. So did you... What was the best deal that you took advantage, or did you take advantage of any?
The only thing I actually bought was because I got gifted Borderlands 2, I bought the season pass and then the Necromancer DLC, which were both on sale. And that's really all I got, because everything else I was interested in, I already had.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, that's a great price for Skyrim, but I've already bought Skyrim.
The thing with Skyrim is that I went ahead and picked it up, even though I have the 360 version, just mm-hmm. because of some of those incredible mods that are starting to come out.
Well, see, and I bought it originally for PC.
Okay.
So, I mean, I already had it on Steam, so I couldn't rebuy it, even though I'm like... But what sucks is that they were selling the Legendary Edition.
Yeah, that's what I got.
That had all the DLC. I can't get that edition because I already bought it.
Yeah, it was like $35.
Yeah, something like that. And, I mean, I could buy all the DLC on my own, but that didn't seem as neat.
I bypassed that deal the first time they had it, but the second or third time I saw it, okay, you win.
Yeah. But, I mean, there were a lot of other good deals. I almost got the Grand Theft Auto Collection because I never had it for PC. I had all the games, like, on PS2.
Yeah.
And I almost jumped at that, and then I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I withheld myself because I've got, I was actually looking because I've got something coming this week that I probably should have bought some games over the Steam sale for. And I've already paid for this, and unfortunately what sucked is I paid for it back in April. So this was before, like, I had all the lightning damage and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's coming, and I'm going to be talking about it a lot on the show. My Oculus Rift is going to come this week.
Yes, I saw you post something about that a couple of days ago.
Yes.
That was in processing or something.
Yeah, if it doesn't come this week, it will come very early next week.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's going to ship Monday and maybe get to my house on Friday. So should have bought some more Rift-enabled games because, believe it or not, and, you know, hey, if somebody's on my Steam list and has, like, an extra copy, I never got Half-Life 2.
Yeah, I don't believe I have that extra copy.
I never did get Half-Life 2 because when, you know, they released the Orange Box, the only game I wanted was Portal. And at the time, buying Portal alone was cheaper than buying the Orange Box. And I'm like, I'm never going to play these, you know, Half-Life 2 games.
Yeah.
You know, because I wasn't big into first-person shooters. I understand how important Half-Life is. And I understand how good Half-Life is. It's just, it was not a game that I wanted to play. But Half-Life 2 is one of the few Oculus Rift experiences that really is good because, you know, they've gotten the Source Engine to work with the Rift so well. It works better than Portal.
Yeah, well, I actually just checked because I do have Steam open. Half-Life 2 is only $5 right now.
Yeah, but see, I figure the reason I said it is because I'm being subversive here, is that I think so many people have, like, a copy they can gift.
I'm sure they do, yeah.
So I'm sure that, like, but I'm probably get off the air and then I'll go, oh, look, you know, somebody gifted you Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's kind of why. I do have, like, Lost Coast and stuff because I think those came free with something. So I have some Source stuff. But I never did actually have Half-Life 2. But there were, like, other, like, Rift-enabled games and stuff that everybody's like, okay, so here's what's in the Steam sale that you're going to want. And, you know, I didn't jump on those because at first I'm really just going to be getting the demos that are separate, that are specifically made for the Rift and stuff. So, and I'll be talking a lot about it because there's already some things I'm kind of seeing out there that are like, ooh, that's a topic for, like, a blog post or something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was really surprised at some of the big retail games that were on sale, like Tomb Raider for $12.
Yeah.
Or $12.40, and that was really surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had a Hitman at one point was like $6 or $7, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I have those all for $360, so I didn't jump on them.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, damn.
Yeah. And Saints Row the Third was on sale for a while, and, you know, I mean, a lot of those games. And I mean, it was you know, there were a lot of good stuff, but a lot of people, what's kind of funny is that people keep forgetting that it's the Steam sales, they repeat the sales. So they jump on things so early,
mm-hmm.
and then they, you know, then they get mad the second time the same thing goes on sale, and the third time that the thing goes on sale.
Yeah.
But that's the way it always works.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely been a couple of times where, you know, impulse, you click add to cart, and then I think about it for a minute, and then I click remove from cart.
Yeah.
So, definitely, and then I know on my end, I'm just trying to finish up a couple of games,
because mm-hmm.
review season starts in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it starts with Saints Row and Splinter Cell, and actually Pikmin, and all that, and then, you know, we're off to the races.
Right.
So I'm trying to get a couple of titles finished up, and I'm getting fairly close to platinuming The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. I just have to do some multiplayer stuff, and I got that done.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm trying to go through Earthbound. Like, that's the game I'm trying to get through.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because, I mean, I think I'm going to be doing Saints Row as well.
Yeah.
There's somebody crying in Sacramento right now. I'm doing that, but like, I don't have a Ubisoft contact, or my Ubisoft contact's not as good as yours and stuff. So I'm not too worried about review season just yet, but yeah. I know it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's like winter is coming. And well, there's Ubisoft... there's Sean Bean right there, ready to die. Spoiler alert. He dies in every movie. You know,
Ubisoft is an interesting one for me because I used to get all their titles, and then I don't know if they had like kind of like a PR switch or whatever, and I kind of fell through the cracks.
Yeah. So, I know all about falling through the cracks. I used to have a Nintendo contact. And then I started Vogue, and then I no longer had a Nintendo contact.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, now that I run kind of two sites too, and one, the newer one that I work on is actually pretty popular, so that's making it a little bit easier for like I have a Nintendo contact now. I haven't got a game from her yet, but she said, "Yeah, go ahead and ask me for all your games." I said, "Well, okay, we'll try it out and see what happens."
Yeah, they don't return. They don't return my emails. We are not big enough yet. People are not clicking on the site enough.
Yeah, well, it's one thing for me to ask, and then I'll get the polite rejection.
Yeah,
we appreciate your interest in our game. Blah blah.
Right.
But
all right.
Yeah. Well anyway, so
thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good week, Bobby.
All right. So that's it. Nobody else was trying to call. So that's it. That's all the calls we're going to take. Coming up after me. Here on the Voice of Geeks Network, VogNetwork.com, three people out in Sacramento, California, who talk about games for much, much longer than I do, Orange Lounge Radio. And we usually like to call and try to check in on them and see what's going on. So, Sacramento, are you guys there?
Hi, we're here, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing good. Your filter's still on.
Whoops, my bad.
Just was talking from the dark side.
The voice of Rob.
That's
Rob's
right.
In the middle of arts and crafts right now.
I know. I'm screwing up because I'm in the middle of arts and crafts right now. Because where did you get that? I'm building Legos during your show.
I got it from work. It was Namco Bandai. They brought some of those.
And you had your little preview week with some of the game companies.
Yeah.
Right?
So they brought some tchotchkes, and so Rob's building a really small version of the Starship Enterprise.
Which is too bad. Wow. The game wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't.
I should have picked it up on the Steam sale. I mean, it was like, $8? But I missed it.
It's not worth $8.
I get to that point where I literally have too many Steam games. And now that, you know, my online games like World of Warcraft and stuff have really calmed down a lot because, you know, like all my friends quit. well, not all, but most. I actually signed into WoW for the first time in a while today. And my friends are like, where have you been? Which I felt really bad. But I've had more time to catch up on like Steam games and stuff, so I'm surprised I have more. But there's so much, so much.
I notice you're sitting there playing Steam games.
I am, except Borderlands 2.
Except we had this amazing idea. We're like, we're going to do Noob Night, and the idea for Noob Night is Bobby and Rob are going to go and noob in the game, and we'd both stream on our own channels while talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So you could either watch me suck or Rob suck less than me, and then. You decided at the last minute that celebrating someone's birthday and having steak was more important than playing a video game on the internet.
Yes, acknowledging my partner's birthday ended up being more important. How dare I?
How dare you?
I can technically play with you guys because I haven't leveled any characters on PC. I'm at basically level one.
Yeah, but you get to join in later after we've noobed it up a little.
It's not that hard. It's just a first-person shooter. They pretty much walk you through everything.
You don't understand. Bobby doesn't play Half-Life 2 even. Actually, I don't.
I don't play Half-Life 2.
Alan's.
I have never played Half-Life 2.
Alan's played start to finish. You just, what was it, Half-Life 2 episode 1 you played start to finish just this week? Or you play one? Hold on. Alan's coming over to clarify because now I brought him up.
Uh-oh. Started out as, oh, okay, I guess I'll play some of these games and get some of these starter Steam cards to drop. I'll fire up Half-Life 2. That turned into me beating the entire Half-Life 2 franchise over the course of like 4 days. I played episode 1 in one sitting, and then I started episode 2 last night and beat it today. They're only like 4 hours each, though.
Yeah.
That's happening to me with a game right now, too, but I'll tease that till OLO.
But yeah, so we had that great idea of, you know, okay, Noob Night, and then like Loki's like, I want to join in, and then Cody, he's like, I want to join in too. I've got all these great characters and stuff, and we're like, it kind of defeats the purpose. And then like people in chat are like, no, we think it'd be good for you to have somebody who's played the game before play it with you. And I'm like, Okay.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, if you're all the same level, it doesn't really matter. It's the, I don't know. The only real, I guess, noobish thing you could be doing is just like, you know, some of my coworkers, when they try playing like Call of Duty or something, were like, I don't understand how to move the camera and move myself at the same time. I'm sure you guys have it down.
To be fair, Codeman bought me the game, so he can do whatever he wants. Yeah.
So we're going to just get rid of the noob night idea, and we're like Loki, you, me, and Codeman, we'll just all play one night.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And what's also good is that I have my Twitch channel back. Like, I was having some issues with it because I've been using the Orange Lounge Radio channel for the longest time, but I was like, you know, I should probably switch over because I've been using it for Horde House stuff too. So I'm just going to have like a personal channel, mm-hmm. do some other stuff, and that way I can do YouTube exports and all that. So I was trying to convert an old Justin channel I had, and I was having problems. So just so y'all know, if you're broadcasting on one of those sites, and they split the sites just like a month ago.
Yeah,
and
I'm still on Justin. I don't know how to get it over.
They say you can't convert it anymore, but you can. Just file a support ticket. But they won't tell you when they do it. It'll just be like, I literally got an email that was like, you idiot, you already have a Twitch channel. And when I looked, it wasn't. But then I looked like 6 hours later, the chat room's telling me, you idiot, you already have a Twitch channel. And sure enough, now it is. So whatever. But I can't. It's a free service, right? I can't complain.
So, also this week, though, I have to say this: I there was a package at the door addressed to Bobby's House of Lightning, which I appreciate. And I almost took a picture of it, and I'm like, but I can't get rid of the address and the name. Yeah, so I'll just mention that it was called that, and it had a lot of a box of goodies that actually worked. I actually was able to get everything worked. That was Loki's package. Mm-hmm. Big, full, lots of girth.
That's right.
I kept pulling things out of it, pulling more joy out of it.
I can't even remember what I put in there. And it was funny because had I even waited another week, I would have had more crap to put in there. So,
only one of the things was something I already had. Because they gave it out at E3 this year. But everything else was like, oh, I never got one of these. I never got one of these. So yeah, but it had a Super Gun and a Neo Geo MVS. And once I put the cartridge in the correct way, it worked. I had the cartridge in backwards the first time, and it wouldn't power on. I couldn't figure it out. and then there were like some dip switches that were down that shouldn't have been down, and it messed with the cartridge and everything. So it's got a few little quirks, but they're quirks I can work with. And so now I have... I can set up an arcade cabinet on top of a cardboard box and hook it up to my TV. So thank you very much for that.
No problem.
So I just thought I'd mention that, you know, and I like the Bobby's House of Lightning thing.
I'm glad that it actually worked because I bought those things a long time ago. And, like, this is a guy that he bought it off of eBay. And it took him, like, 2 months to build them. And I actually bought 4 of them. And I haven't tested any of them.
Yeah, well, and this is the Super Gun. It's the Vogatech Mark V, which I thought was kind of, because VOG is the first 3 letters. He stopped making them.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Long time ago. So, like, these are like, and this is the last model that he did. Like, this is the best model he ever made and stuff. So, it's like, I'm like looking up stuff on it, and I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. This is kind of a rare thing. Sweet. But yeah, I mean, it still worked. It fired right up. And, you know, I had to, you know, have the cartridge the right direction, and then it finally worked.
Cool.
So that'll be a fun thing to play with, other than playing Borderlands 2 sometime with my friends.
Actually, this I'm just going to warn you: this week's pretty crazy with the Clue Show this weekend, but things calm down immensely after that. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that because Gamer X is the next week, but all I really have to do for that is go.
Yeah,
I don't have to do any promo work or anything. I just have to show up, so I'll have time during the week. And then Dragon Con is officially happening for me.
Yes.
I booked the flight. You know, the 6 week spot's kind of the sweet spot to book flights. So I officially booked that this week and ready to go. And I'm excited. I really am. It's going to be great just to meet some of these people online I've been working with for a long time. Finally, like, you know, be able to put faces. Well, I mean, I know what they look like, but you know what I mean? Like, meet people in person and just go to this crazy con I've heard such great things about. That's a celebration of all things nerdy. And hopefully play some wolf game.
Yes. Yeah, I will tell you, I will take you down to the werewolf dungeon.
Yes.
And we will play that, because that's where I spend my evenings.
There
and
you stuff. Go.
And we were actually having this conversation, because you, you know, in movies, you were real, you know, the Catching Fire trailer came out.
Yeah, oh, let's, let's not get me started on that, because then you guys are going to be like, am I listening to a video game podcast or a screaming 12-year-old girls podcast?
But what I'm mentioning is that the scenes in that were in that movie that were in the Capitol are in the hotel I'm staying in at DragonCon, which is right next to the hotel you're staying in.
And you don't know how excited it makes me to be standing somewhere potentially where Jennifer Lawrence stood.
Right. I know she was in there because she's filmed, like, because I even read, like, they even used the roof area of that hotel for some of the scenes. And I actually did see those scenes in the trailer.
Nice.
And it was her and Lenny Kravitz were in that scene.
Did they use it for the first movie too?
No, the first movie was filmed in North Carolina.
Ah.
The second movie was filmed in Atlanta. And the third movie was filmed in Atlanta. They filmed the two kind of like what they did with some other movies where they filmed the two episodes or the two movies back to back or at the same time.
Because they haven't cast President Coin yet. They couldn't have filmed it yet. They're going to film 3 and 4 back to back, I think. Okay. It is.
That's what it is. Yeah, because they're splitting the last movie, whatever. but I mean, I even saw pictures and I'm like, yep, I recognize that hotel. And it's like this the Marriott Marquis is the hotel, if anybody's ever been to Atlanta. It's very recognizable once you like look in there. Like, they have filmed lots of movies in there, and like even like Ray Bradbury, big science fiction writer, he actually said this hotel is science fiction. Like, that's what he said when he stepped into that hotel the first time.
That's awesome.
So that's you get to be in there and see that.
Look, I don't ask for much from the listeners. You know, we do this show for free because we love it. We have passion. And I don't ever, you know, ask for the free games or the trading cards or whatever. But I will say this. If anybody there can get me a date with Jennifer Lawrence, and not even not like a romantic date. Like, I'm not interested. I just want to, like, you know, go out and have a good time with Jennifer Lawrence. It's just be friends. I love her so much. So, somebody make that happen for me.
Unfortunately, she is not going to be at Dragon Con.
Damn.
She's too big name.
I would stand in line for 8 hours to meet Jennifer Lawrence.
And you'd pay how much? Because that's what they do, unfortunately.
Oh, I know. Don't ask that question because I don't want to disgust myself and Alan could possibly be listening.
So Dragon Con, it's officially happening. Sunday night is going to be our panel. We're still going to figure out what we're going to do. We'll figure it out.
And because I have enough excitement to span two shows... Thank you, Volition, for finally bringing back Johnny Gat.
That's right.
It's just like, this week they're like, hey, Neil Patrick Harris is coming back. Awesome. Oh, hey, Johnny Gat is coming back. It's like, okay, I've already bought this game in my mind on a few platforms. Mm-hmm. Do I need to buy multiple copies? I mean, it's kind of the way they're pushing it.
Yeah, and so now I'm like, now I realize you probably can't wait until after GTA to play this.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I will finish it before GTA. That's not a problem.
So what else are you guys going to be talking about tonight?
Well, there's actually quite a bit going on in the Nintendo front. Not even just like the Earthbound thing, but we have some news about Pokemon going on. A very interesting trademark going on that, you know, we here at OLR, we're going to love this. So we got to talk about this. Dark Sakura, she's not here in studio yet because she's having another house hunting day, so she'll be here a little late. But I'm hoping she's getting here in time to talk about the revival of Strider. Because if you guys have been listening to OLR for a long time, you will know her and Dan especially to some extent, are huge Strider fans. So for this series to come back and get announced at Comic-Con this week of all places, this is awesome. I'm excited too. Like, I'm not the Strider fanboy that she is or Dan is, but just the fact that they're bringing Strider back all Metroidvania style, like, ooh, I'm so excited. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. Orange Lounge Radio up next. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you as always, Bobby.
So that's it for me. I will be back next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Voice of Geeks Network, VogNetwork.com. Catch the live show. Interact, participate with the show directly. Voicemails can go to 1-888-36-GAME-1. Or you can send me an MP3, bumpers@BobbyBlackWolf.com. I'm on Facebook, Facebook.com/BobbyBlackWolf, or Twitter as Bobby Blackwolf, or you can use my website, BobbyBlackWolf.com. If you like the show, tell a friend. If you hate the show, tell an enemy. I don't care. Just tell someone. The show is not for everybody, obviously. I've learned that a lot in the past couple weeks. But it may be for somebody who doesn't know about it yet. But we could not make the live show work without the help of the chatters, so thank you very much. DC Nate, Hecht, Ronma, Rob Roberts, VHHNXV, DeBlueGuy, Doomplague, Fifth Dream, Havoc978, Shadow Next Gen, Loki, ActDeft, Alphican Anagram, Azure Edge, Bob Coffee, Brad from Pod Culture, Breakman, Burr, D5T, Dark Tatsuya, Dungeon Buster, Dime, E3VL, For the Fallen Dreams, Funny T-Man, Gamer Girl, Gripper01, Infinel, Ionotropic, Kazan, Loki Lives 46, Mako, Masked Bishop, Matt Cube, Melted General, Misty, MXC, MXT, Raginator, Shanalinko, Sean, Slagkick, SSJ Runner Matt, Technus, The Rob D, Tiger Claw, Toagak, True, What Up G, Zappy, and Zether. So that is it for me. I'm out of here, probably to go play some more Earthbound, because it's Earthbound and it's better than Super Metroid, and it's on the virtual console for $10 and totally worth it. Just fuzzy pickles. That's all I gotta say about that. Bye.
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and are not necessarily the opinions of
the VOG Network, people who need to hire new voiceover guys,
or your mom. Although if Bobby said it, it really should be. This has been a production of Bobby Blackwolf Studios.